Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 28th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to tell us the path that is before us, that you continue to prepare us for that path, that you strengthen us and feed us with your word. And we ask today that you would continue to prepare us so that we might walk according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is so much happening today that I thought I would share one article with you. It's quite exhaustive. As a matter of fact, it is quite a large article, but I won't attempt to read the whole thing. We will just go through it, item by item. It's found in the Washington Post, published March the 24th, 2020. That's the Washington Post, March the 24th, 2020. The title is Live Updates. Trump says he wants country opened by Easter, despite warning from public health expert about coronavirus outbreak. And then it describes the number of individuals who have contributed to this piece of information. Rick Nowak, Letitia Beckham, Kim Bellware, Marisa Iita, Simboan O'Grady, Adam Taylor, and John Wagner. Now, of course, as I said before, the article is published on March the 24th, which is 4 days ago, and it is in the Washington Post, and the title is Live Updates. Trump says he wants country opened by Easter, despite warnings from public health experts about coronavirus outbreak. Now, we're going to go through this article, and as I said, I will do a lot of skipping here. If you want to read that whole article, you can find it in the Washington Post. Let's begin. President Trump said Tuesday that he wants the country opened up by Easter, April the 12th, and continue to play down the dangers of the coronavirus pandemic, even as experts warned of a worsening crisis. A World Health Organization official said that the United States has the potential to become the new epicenter of the global crisis. So here are some significant developments, and now they've listed them like this. Indian Prime Minister Modi said a 21-day shutdown would begin at midnight local time, extending restrictions to the entire nation of 1.4 billion people. Next, the Tokyo Olympics have been postponed until the year 2021. Next, the rate of infection in New York, the pandemic epicenter of the United States, is doubling every 3 days. Next, the number of confirmed cases around the world hit 500,000, suggesting that the global pace of infection was increasing. Italy reported 743 new deaths, bringing the country's total to 6,820. Now, of course, remember the article is dated on the 24th, so that number would have increased by now. And next, Washington's vote of $2 trillion to offset the coronavirus stimulus package carried into Tuesday. Of course, they finally got it passed, but back then they were still kind of sort of fighting over it. And the next item they have on this list is China's Hubei province, where the outbreak began, announced it would lift travel restrictions across the region, except for the capital, Wuhan. All right, so that's a very brief description of some of the things that are happening in the world. And now let's take a look further down the article. Trump takes aim at Cuomo over requests for more ventilators. After days of striking a cooperative note with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, President Trump today switched gears, sharply criticizing Cuomo over his request for the federal government to send more ventilators to the hard-hit state. New York needs 30,000 ventilators, Cuomo had tweeted earlier today, following a news conference at which he made the same request. It will be the difference between life and death. The federal government must provide these ventilators. Only the federal government has the power to deliver. Trump chafed at the request during his Fox News Channel town hall. We're building him hospitals. We're building him medical centers. And he was talking about the ventilators. Well, we should have ordered the ventilator, but he should have ordered the ventilators. And he had a choice. He had a chance, Trump said of Cuomo. The president then tried to hand Fox host Bill Hemmer a piece of paper. After Hemmer declined to take the document, citing social distancing, Trump read from it himself. It appeared to be a post about Cuomo on the Gateway Pundit blog, which is known for spreading conspiracy theories. Later during the interview, Trump sought to prod Deborah Burrs, a medical leader on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, to attack Cuomo as well. Byrd was citing the potential reason New York City had been a hotspot for coronavirus infections. One reason could be the number of people touching the metal surfaces on the subway, she said. Another could be the number of residents who returned from Asia in December. Do you blame the governor for that? Trump interjected with a smirk. Burks ignored Trump and continued talking. The next topic in this article is a Swiss hotel is offering a luxury quarantine package, including a $500 coronavirus test. Le Bijou, a high-end Swiss hospitality company that's part luxury hotel and part serviced apartment, has launched the COVID-19 service, a customizable stay with add-ons such as in-person coronavirus testing, doctor visits, and 24/7 nurse care. In the beginning of March, revenues had dropped significantly, and Alexander Hunter, co-founder and chief executive of Le Bijou Hotel and Resort Management, which operates properties in Basel, Geneva, Zurich, and other cities around Switzerland, said, "We said okay. We need to react immediately to that and begin to help people in some way." Before the coronavirus outbreak, Le Bijou catered to high-end clientele who could afford its rates, which range from around $800 to $2,000 per night. According to Hubner and the Le Bijou website, that guest list had included the royal family of Saudi Arabia, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, and the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort. Yet Le Bijou's guest reservations and events bookings plummeted just the same after the outbreak reached Europe. Hubner, though, was getting new requests from people who wanted to stay somewhere upscale where they could cook their own food or hire doctors who perform house calls or who didn't want to go to the hospital for their medical needs while the pandemic was making local facilities more risky. In response, Le Bijou began marketing quarantine-friendly perks, such as automated check-ins and in-room medical services provided by DoubleCheck, a private health clinic in Switzerland. The in-room treatments can be purchased a la carte. Coronavirus testing is available for about $500 twice daily, a nurse check-in for about $1,800, and the round-the-clock nurse care for about $4,800. The next item they have on this article is British government calls for 250,000 volunteers. The British government on Tuesday called for 250,000 volunteers to step forward in a nationwide effort to assist the most vulnerable in society in the ongoing war against the coronavirus. At 10 Downing Street's daily news conference, held virtually for the first time, British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said, "In these extraordinary times, it's essential that we all pull together as part of the national effort to protect the most vulnerable, reduce pressures on our NHS, that would be the National Health Service, and care system, and save lives." The National Health Service volunteer responders, who Hancock said should be in good health, would help to drive patients to and from hospitals, deliver medicines, and check on people who are self-isolating at home. Hancock also announced that the government was taking over an exhibition center in East London and transforming it into a temporary 4,000-bed hospital. the NHS Nightingale that will open next week. Britain's coronavirus death toll on Tuesday jumped by 87 to 422, the country's biggest single day increase. The next item of news they have in this article is Trump says he wants the country open by Easter despite warnings from public health. Now, we read some of this before, and you know what he's trying to say here. Now, of course, everybody who has spoken to him or spoken about him has kind of told him that this might be an impossibility, and he probably shouldn't even try to press this going forward. The next item of news in this article is Harvard president and wife test positive. That's Harvard University. How they contracted the virus is unclear. Harvard University president Lawrence Bacow on Tuesday announced that he and his wife, Adele Bacow, have contracted the coronavirus. Lawrence Bacow, 68, shared the news moments after receiving the test results. He sent out a letter to alumni and friends detailing the onset of symptoms that drove the couple to seek testing Monday. Neither of us knows how we contracted the virus, but the good news, if there is any to be had, is that far fewer people crossed our paths recently than is usually the case. We began working from home and completely limited our contact with others on March the 14th, in keeping with recommendations to adopt social distancing measures. Bacow said that he and his wife will recover at home and urge the university community to stay vigilant in practicing physical distancing measures as recommended by health officials. I hope to see as few of you in our situation as possible, he added. Harvard began moving classes online as of March the 10th and said students should not return to campus when the academic schedule resumed Monday after spring break. The next set of news they have here is the number of confirmed cases reaches 500,000 around the world. And of course, as I said before, this article was written on the 24th, so it's a possibility that that number is larger. The number of confirmed novel coronavirus cases around the world hit 400,000 on Tuesday, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, suggesting that the global pace of infection was increasing. A map that tracks confirmed cases of the virus produced by the university's Center for Systems Science updated in the early afternoon on Tuesday to show 407,485 confirmed cases. The landmark number was reached after Italy announced an additional 5,249 cases at a daily briefing shortly before. China, the epicenter of the outbreak, still has the largest number of cases overall, but other nations are experiencing a surge in cases, most notably Italy, along with several neighboring countries, as well as the United States and Iran. On Monday, the World Health Organization warned that the increasing pace of confirmed cases showed that the pandemic was escalating. The pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases, 11 days for the second 100,000, and just 4 days for the third 100,000 cases. It took 3 days for the number of confirmed cases to go from 300,000 to 400,000. The true scale of the outbreak may actually be wider, however, because the slow pace of testing in many nations, including Italy, Iran, and the United States, has skewed the numbers. So far, 18,227 people have died of the coronavirus, according to the Johns Hopkins tracker, while 104,234 have recovered. The next item they have here is, as we announced before, Italy announces 743 new deaths, bringing their total up to 6,820. And then we move to this other item that they have in that same article, European arrested for violating Dubai beach ban. Dubai police have arrested a young man of European nationality for violating a newly imposed ban on going to the beach in the United Arab Emirates to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The state news agency reported late Monday that the man had posted a video showing himself at the beach in violation of instructions issued by police and relevant authorities. The UAE, and especially its largest city, Dubai, is a major tourist destination, boasting millions of visitors each year. However, with fears rising over the spread of the coronavirus, widespread restrictions have been put in place, including the closure of malls, restaurants, and airports. The UAE has 248 reported cases, including 50 new cases announced Tuesday, the largest daily increase since the outbreak began. People have been urged to stay home except for emergencies and food shopping. All right, the next topic they have in this article is New York coronavirus cases are doubling every 3 days, and it now tops 25,000, Cuomo says. New York's rate of infection is doubling every 3 days, and help isn't arriving quick enough to flatten the curve, according to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Now, I said this is the date. This would be the number back as of March the 24th. So I'm sure that we are much further down the pike as we are speaking. The next topic they have in the same article is India declares 21-day nationwide lockdown as coronavirus cases rise. Drone video shows empty streets in India during coronavirus lockdown. A 14-hour nationwide curfew was introduced in India on March the 22nd in an effort to contain the coronavirus. In a primetime address to the nation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared all of India would observe a 3-week lockdown to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Many Indian states have already suspended non-essential services and restricted movements, but the announcement extends the steps to the entire nation of 1.4 billion people. And the next heading they have, I keep saying that, but it is so many headings in this one slough. Airline charging stranded Americans up to $1,200 for flights out of Latin America. So if you find yourself in Latin America, you want to get out, you've got to pay a special price. Airline charging stranded Americans up to $1,200 for flights out of Latin America. A small private airline has scheduled evacuation flights for U.S. citizens stuck in Latin America, but at a price that many of the stranded tourists say they can't afford. Over the past few days, the State Department informed hundreds of Americans stuck in Haiti, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Ecuador that Miami-based Eastern Airlines was arranging relief flights back to the United States. Many of those short one-way flights are charging as much as $1,200. You would think that the embassy would try to help get Americans out, but at that price, they're really trying to get Americans out or just make money on us? The San Salvador to Houston flight cost $1,196 per seat. Steve Hatzfeld, CEO of Eastern Airlines, said the airline is trying to cover its cost, and it is not receiving any financial support from the U.S. government. He said that the flights are driven by guidance from the State Department and local embassies in various countries, but that Eastern is responsible for dealing with something sometimes costly expenses, permitting logistics for cleaning and preserving their airlines. We're trying really hard to ensure a price that covers our costs, given the airlines are flying empty one way with no revenue, he said. We're just doing this to help get people home. Next article, the next subject in that article, it's FDA pushes telework visits for veterinarians to encourage social distancing. In an effort to encourage social distancing between veterinarians and owners of sick animals, the Food and Drug Administration announced Tuesday that they would waive portions of the federal veterinarian client patient relationship that requires in-person visits. Typically, the federal VCPR definition requires that veterinarians physically examine animal patients or visit the location where the animals are kept. However, what they're trying to do now is to suspend that so that they might be able to come in line with what is happening around. And finally, and this is not the final part of the article, but this final heading I will deal with today, Trump speaks to South Korean moon, requests medical equipment help, he says. South Korean President Moon Jae-in spoke with Trump on Tuesday to discuss the coronavirus outbreak, according to an account from Moon's office shared with local journalists. The call took place at 10 p.m. local time in Seoul, and the presidential Blue House said, and lasted 23 minutes. The White House later confirmed the call, saying that the two leaders had discussed their nation's respective efforts to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump reiterated his commitment to employ the full rate of the United States government and work with global leaders to save lives and restore economic growth. Trump had made an urgent request for the call, the Blue House said. It was the first time that the two world leaders have spoken directly since December the 7th, before the coronavirus hit both countries. So you see, the number of things that are happening here is really an incredible list of articles, list of subjects that have all been brought to bear by the coronavirus, the COVID-19. This particular disease has gotten the attention of the entire world. And you and I must understand that it ought to grab our attention also. It has relevance, not just to the concept of health, but the concept of what God has told us will ultimately happen in this world. You and I must be ready for what is coming down the pike. And the only way to be that is to place ourselves in God's hand, allowing Him to lead us in the path of righteousness, to cleanse us from unrighteousness, so that we might walk according to His will. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that You reveal all that You have revealed. We thank You that You have warned concerning all that we are seeing now. And we ask that You would give us the strength and the courage to prevail, knowing that we can rest in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, March the 28th, 2020.